day of Page Turn, the Largo Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Hannah. Our monthly podcast is broken down into four segments: Reader's Advisory, Library Tidbits, Book Traveler, and Upcoming Library Events. Hope y'all ready, because here's Reader's Advisory. Aerial combat brings a thrilling new dimension to the Napoleonic Wars, as valiant warriors ride mighty fighting dragons bred for size or speed. When HMS Reliant captures a French frigate and seizes the precious cargo, an unhatched dragon egg, fate sweeps Captain Will Lawrence from his seafaring life into an uncertain future, and an unexpected kinship with the most extraordinary creature. Thrust into the rarefied world of the Aerial Corps as master of the dragon Temeraire, he will face a crash course in the daring tactics of airborne battle. For as France's own dragonborn forces rally to breach British soil in Bonaparte's boldest gambit, Lawrence and Temeraire must soar into their own baptism of fire. Today's Reader's Advisory is His Majesty's Dragon by Naomi Novik. His Majesty's Dragon is set during a magical alternative reality Napoleonic War. This is a richly detailed military fantasy where dragons and men form their own branch of the armed forces. This well-built world is both suspenseful and fast-paced. Readers can look for witty, well-defined characters and military tactics involving dragons. Similar works to check out include The Lies of Loch Lomora by Scott Lynch. In this stunning debut, author Scott Lynch delivers the wonderfully thrilling tale of an audacious criminal and his band of confidence tricksters. Set in a fantastic city pulsing with the lives of decadent nobles and daring thieves, here is a story of adventure, loyalty, and survival that is one part Robin Hood, one part Ocean's 11, and entirely enthralling. Sorcerer to the Crown by Zen Cho. At his wit's end, Zachariah Wythe, freed slave, eminently proficient magician, and sorcerer royal of the Unnatural Philosophers, one of the most respected organizations throughout all of Britain, ventures to the border of Fairyland to discover why England's magical stocks are drying up. But when his adventure brings him in contact with a most unusual comrade, a woman with immense power and an unfathomable gift, he sets on a path that will alter the nature of sorcery in all of Britain and the world at large. A Natural History of Dragons by Marie Brennan. All the world, from Skirlin to the farthest regions of Iriga, known Isabel Lady Trent to be the world's preeminent dragon naturalist. She is the remarkable woman who brought the study of dragons out of the misty shadows of myth and misunderstanding into the clear light of modern science. But before she became the illustrious figure we know today, there was a bookish young woman whose passion for learning, natural history, and yes, dragons, defied the stifling conventions of her day. Bonus segment! My personal favorite Goodreads list His Majesty's Dragon is on is Book Recommendations for Daenerys Targaryen. Happy reading, readers! This month's library tidbit comes to us from Ben Wiley. Ben is a former professor at SPC who taught literature and film and is a current volunteer with the Friends of the Largo Library. You may have seen him popping in and out of the bookstore. When not volunteering, Ben writes book stories for Creative Loafing. You can check out his work at www.cltampa.com. Thanks so much for coming on the pod, Ben.
Hi, I'm Ben Wiley. I'll be reading a piece that I wrote about a boyhood encounter with a favorite book of mine, Old Yeller. I call this piece Rabid for Reading. I recently came across a copy of Fred Gibson's Old Yeller. Suddenly, I was a 10-year-old boy again. It was a Sunday in 1959, Salem Church of Christ, Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Sunday school booklets featured cartoonish illustrations of burning bushes, arks teetering with their teeming horde, boys with slings near fallen giants, robed men in sandals confronting devouring lions. My father sat outside in the Ford, parked under the shade tree, smoking, listening to the car radio, maybe his favorite Hank Williams collage, waiting for the sermon and final invitation song, Just As I Am, to end. But the rest of us, my mother, younger brother, baby sister, and I listened as the preacher droned on about confession, repentance, and baptism in order to be saved. Give your heart to Jesus now. While the sermon and songs urged us to look inside our dark hearts and make amends, and best make them fast, my attention instead was on the paperback novel in my lap. My mother actually permitted me to take the book with me to church that day, as long as I sat quietly and did not read during prayer. So instead of Holy Writ, with its stories of godly Timothy and perfectionist Paul, I read O. Yeller. This book mesmerized me by its story of a young Travis and his life on a ranch in pre-Civil War Texas. He's a boy my own age whose father is away from home on a cattle drive. So Travis has to contend with the wild hogs, abandoned dogs, she-bears, and rabid wolves, all on his own. I certainly had experienced nothing like that, as my life was more school and church than ranch, more books and Bible than cattle. But I did know something about an absentee father. So I read. Lots. At home, at school, in the car, on the bus, and at church. Rabid, in my own way, for books. I devoured O. Yeller, begging to take it with me to church on this Sunday morning, because I was nearing the end and I wanted simply to keep reading. I turned page after page as Travis confronts the harsh reality of old Yeller's being bitten by a rabid wolf and turning into a mad, slobbering dog. The dog has to be killed, and Travis has to do it. Well, I was not prepared for this unbelievable turn of events. I just had not connected all the plot points leading to this inevitable moment. When I came to the passage where Travis actually shoots his beloved dog, I was shocked. I yelped out loud and burst into tears, sobbing. Maybe the congregation thought it was my public conversion moment, when I finally gave up my sinful little boy soul for Jesus. For sure, it was a conversion, though not likely the kind they might have wanted for me. It was as if Jesus himself were showing me the power of a book and its narrative arc. Outside myself, he and I together looked down. We saw the church, the preacher, my family in the pew, the songbooks in the racks, the paperback book in my lap. And we saw Travis and O. Yeller all swirled together in a surreal concoction where children grow up, adults let you down, and rabid dogs have to be killed.
Thanks, Ben, for that book story. We look forward to your next work. And now it's time for Book Traveler with Victor.
Bienvenidos de regreso a Viajero de Libros. Mi nombre es Víctor y soy bibliotecario de compromiso con la comunidad aquí en la Biblioteca Pública de Largo. Hoy les voy a hablar sobre La Sombra del Viento por Carlos Ruiz Zafón. Primero les voy a dar una pequeña sinopsis del libro. Un amanecer de 1945, un muchacho es conducido por su padre a un misterioso lugar oculto en el corazón de la ciudad vieja, el cementerio de los libros olvidados. Allí encuentra La Sombra del Viento, un libro maldito que cambiará el rumbo de su vida y la arrastrará a un laberinto de intrigas y secretos enterrados en el alma oscura de la ciudad. Ambientada en la enigmática Barcelona de los principios del siglo XX, este misterio literario mezcla técnicas de relatos de intriga, de novela histórica y de comedia de costumbres, pero es, sobre todo, una tragedia histórica de amor cuyo eco se proyecta a través del tiempo. Con gran fuerza narrativa, el autor entrelaza tramas y enigmas a modo de muñecas rusas en un inolvidable relato sobre los secretos del corazón y el embrujo de los libros, manteniendo la intriga hasta la última página. Es un libro espectacular, un homenaje a los libros, a la pasión por la lectura. Tengo que confesar que la primera vez que traté de leerlo me aburrió, pero lo volví a intentar unos meses después y no pude soltarlo. Supongo que no estaba preparado para este tipo de narración, Es muy poética, aunque un poco sencilla. Sin embargo, una vez me acostumbré, me resultó completamente adictivo. Debo decir que tiene una historia de amor hermosa, llena de magia y misterio, en torno a una novela especial y un autor muy particular. Se desarrolla en la antigua Barcelona, lo que le da un toque maravilloso a la ambientación y tiene una gran cantidad y diversidad de personajes. Mi favorito es Fermín Romero de Torres, uno de los mejores y más sabios personajes que he tenido la oportunidad de leer. La trama del libro tiene de todo: misterios por resolver, amor, romances, pasión, violencia, injusticia, engaños, peligro y dolor. No sé qué más se puede pedir de un libro. Disfruté mucho de esta lectura, enriquecí mucho mi vocabulario y sentí que vivía dentro de la historia mientras la leía. Pero a pesar de todas estas maravillas, también debo decir que no recomiendo este libro para empezar a leer, ya que tanto su lenguaje como su narrativa es densa, por lo tanto considero posible que un lector nuevo no llegue a apreciar la historia que en él se cuenta. Les dejo con una de mis frases favoritas del libro. Los libros son espejos. Solo se ve en ellos lo que uno ya lleva dentro. Esto es todo por hoy y nos vemos en la próxima edición de Viajero de Libros. Hasta luego.
Thanks, Victor, for another great book review. Remember, there will be an English language translation in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here are some upcoming library events to keep track of. July 2nd, 3rd, and 5th. Summer Games and Crafts at 2 p.m. in the Children's Program Room. July 9th, Teen Scene, Let's Get Creative at 5 p.m. in the Teen Room. July 9th, Poets Live at 6:30 p.m. in the First Floor Quiet Reading Room. July 10th, Instagram and Your Brand at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. July 11th, Children's Summer Entertainment, Drumming with Giving Tree Music at 2 p.m. in the Jenkins Wing. July 16th, 100 Years of Popular Songs at 6:30 p.m. in the gallery. July 30th, Issues That Matter, How to Be an Ally at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room C. Have a great day, everyone. We hope to talk to you again soon.